Monique, or Muffy, Musso has a mission. She wants community members to show support for a tribal hate crime measure.
It's for our Takojas. It's for these little ones here, this generation. This is going to happen to them if we do not put down this law. They're going to have to leave if they decide they want to be with somebody they love and it's of the same sex.
The 51-year-old has been traveling to districts on the Pine Ridge Reservation, giving presentations, like this one, so the Tribal Law and Order Committee can gauge local reactions. There are 9 districts on the Pine Ridge Reservation, and the Pine Ridge District just became the 4th supporting the hate crime proposal. After the ordinance is presented to the remaining 5 districts, it will be sent to the Law and Order Committee, then voted on by the full Tribal Council in late August. Musso says this ordinance is critical to LGBT people's safety.
There's just been too much violence concerning closed minds about two-spirited, about lesbians, about gays, about bisexuals, about trans persons, are about queers having a place within our tribal system. But in actuality, it was always a part of our cultural being on this land.
Musso says two-spirited people, an encompassing term for LGBT individuals, have had a place in Lakota culture for a long time. She says in some Native tradition, they were seen as sacred and even held leadership roles. However, Musso says that changed when European immigrants introduced Christianity. She says these hate crime amendments are a step in realigning the LGBT community with the culture.
There should be not any embarrassment of who you are as a person and who you want to be with and who you're attracted to or who you would like to kiss and who you fall in love with.
Musso and her partner, Philippa DeLeon, are from the Pine Ridge Reservation. They moved away in 2009 after they were harassed because of their sexual orientation. When the U.S. legalized same-sex marriage in 2015, the women wanted to get married at home. However, treaties with the U.S. government allow tribes to decide their own marriage laws, and Pine Ridge had not passed such legislation. Musso and DeLeon decided instead to get married at Mount Rushmore with 6 other couples. The ceremony, 4 years ago, was full of guests celebrating the LGBT community.
It is with great joy and humbled admiration that I now pronounce you united, legally married, and spouses for life. Would you please kiss your spouse?
So that's how the fairy tale began.
Some tribes have recognized same-sex marriage for a while. The Osage Nation of Oklahoma passed similar legislation in 2017. Musso and DeLeon helped to pass same-sex marriage legislation for the Pine Ridge Reservation, but say that was just the first step. They continue to hear stories of sexual orientation-based harassment and assault similar to their own, and offer advice when they can. Musso says since May of this year, friends on the reservation tell them 4 of 6 suicides involved LGBT people.
It's an important step of opening up minds and reminding us that we are a part of our culture. We are important. And it is imperative that us as people get along and remember that this next law that's coming is for protections.
Last week, they received official acknowledgement that Pine Ridge was the first tribe in the Sioux Band to pass legislation allowing same-sex marriage.
Just about a 1 minute of celebration yesterday when we got it. Just all by ourselves,
like, woo! They're jumping around outside of the tribal building. Yeah.
51-year-old Michael Puier from Pine Ridge worked with the couple to push the legislation and also helped draft the hate crime ordinance.
See, they're open to it now. They're ready to hear us.
Where?
Because of their stance, because of the marriage equality, they're ready to listen.
Puier, who is gay, says this week a stranger showed up at his house in Rapid City attempting to assault him and making slurs against LGBT people. He reported the incident to the police, but they did not find the suspect. Puyer says this is pushback for his part in advocating the hate crime ordinance for Pine Ridge. He hopes the amendment will prevent other individuals from being singled out.
We're just here to remind them that this cultural part is important and we have a right as tribal members to do that.
The wording for the hate crime ordinance is based on the Matthew Shepard Act, a national hate crime prevention law passed in 2009. Chase Ironize is the public relations liaison for Pine Ridge President Julian Bear Runner. Ironize says many tribes in the area lean towards conservative positions on social and political issues like the states they border.
We're also conservative. Indian country, Lakota people are also conservative because there's an influence of the church on the reservation, still is. Half the reservation is owned by non-Indian interests, you know, private fee owners and churches as well. So we've been influenced by that Euro-hetero-Christian patriarchy.
Ironice says discrimination against LGBT people forces young people to grapple with problems beyond their years. But he believes politicians of all races and backgrounds on the local and national levels are starting to take a closer look at gender diversity in communities.
And so we suffer already certain levels of discrimination just because of who we are as Indigenous people. There's no reason why we need to be doing that to our own people. You know what I mean? And so this reflects a step in the right direction to not discriminate against anyone based on gender, sexual orientation, identity, religion, national origin, and so forth.
The Oglala Lakota Sioux Tribal Council is expected to vote on the hate crime ordinance in late August. If it passes, the protections will amend current tribal law. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Chyna Lockett in Rapid City.